Well, time is running short again. So the award for the best performance by an actress, Grace Kelly for The Country Girl.
American actress Grace Kelly passed away on this date in 1982 from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Kelly was born into a wealthy Irish Catholic family in Philadelphia and was educated in convent and private schools. She then attended the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City in 1947, working as a photographer's model to pay her tuition. She made her Broadway debut in November 1949. She appeared in a number of television dramas in the early 1950s. Her first film role was a small one in the 1951 film 14 Hours. The next year, she appeared as Gary Cooper's Quaker wife in High Noon, and her career began to blossom. During the height of her Hollywood career, Kelly appeared in such films as Mogambo, opposite Clark Gable, and The Country Girl, for which she won an Academy Award for Best Actress. But perhaps her most memorable roles were in the Alfred Hitchcock films Dial M for Murder, Rear Window, and To Catch a Thief. Kelly was the perfect Hitchcock heroine, epitomizing what he called sexual elegance. After making the swan in High Society, she retired from the screen to marry Prince Rainier, becoming Princess of Monaco. The couple had three children, and Princess Grace was active in charitable and cultural work. She resisted attempts to lure her back into performing, although she lent her narration to one or two documentary films, gave occasional poetry readings, and in 1976, she joined the board of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation.
The thrill of this moment keeps me from saying what I really feel. I can only say thank you with all my heart to all who made this possible for me. Thank you.
George Hayes was elected as the 24th governor of Arkansas in an overwhelming victory on this date in 1914. His tenure as governor saw a number of progressive reforms being undertaken, including a blue sky law to protect investors from stock and bond fraud, and a law giving women the right to enter into contracts and to own property. Francis Scott Key wrote The Star-Spangled Banner on this date in 1814 after witnessing the British bombardment of Fort McHenry in Maryland during the War of 1812. The song is now the national anthem for the United States of America. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.